Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 45. Here's the extracted text from the image that arose shortly after the verdict of guilty was read, when there was cheering both on Hunter and Pryor Streets, and said cheering was loud and long. With the exception of this cheering, I never heard anything that had the slightest resemblance to cheering, and I never heard any applause except as heard by the judge, and only heard about the cheering after having been discharged from the case. That neither on Saturday, August 23rd, 1913, nor on any other day or date, did any man or men other than the bailiffs in charge of the jury ever walk with or by the side of the jury, and neither did anybody, within my knowledge, ever speak to any juror at any time or place outside of the presence of the court. That if at any time any man ever grabbed any juror by the hand or held any conversation with any juror, the same was not in my presence. No man ever grabbed me by the hand at the place referred to by W.P. Neal in his affidavit. Nor did I see or hear or know anything about any man grabbing any member of the jury by the hand or saying anything to any juror or attempting to say anything to any juror. And within my knowledge, there was no communication at any time or place or in any shape, manner, or form with any juror, with any party on the outside. All communications had by the jurors with outsiders, so far as I know, were through the bailiffs, and said communications were authorized by the court and known to counsel on both sides of the case. That, so far as I am personally concerned, and so far as I know as to each and every juror on the case, they were influenced solely and alone by the evidence and the charge as given by the court, and were not influenced in any wise, in any way, manner, shape, or form, by anything from the outside. But the verdict as rendered was, so far as I am personally concerned, and as to the other jurors, so far as their deportment shows, I believe was rendered from an honest opinion based on the law and evidence of the case. That I have read the affidavit of H.C. Lowenhurt, sworn to on the second day of September, 1913, before C.W. Burke. I deny positively and emphatically that I ever had any such conversation with said H.C. Lowenhurt at any time or place. That I have read likewise the affidavits made by